thank you very much for giving me the floor, Madam Chair. I was hoping that for every picture we were taking, I get one free paragraph, but that does not seem to be the case. Now, thank you very much for these important suggestions. Let me address them in the order just summarized by our chair. This was also the approach, I understand Mr. Fortot to suggest that also should be dropped, because here we are explaining. The function of the also was that it links this paragraph 19 to what is said in paragraph 18, that it has to be deduced normally from the powers. That is why I was talking about it is also the approach, but I do not insist on it. I think both would be fine. The second textual suggestion, I think, relates to the penultimate sentence, in fact, without possessing. Mr. Nguyen suggested could not carry out its main functions instead of some. I hesitate a little bit, because that might be too restrictive. If we would say here couldn't carry out and restrict that only to the main functions, because my understanding of the court also in the IFAD case was that it was talking about functions broadly. So if that would be a way out to say it couldn't carry out its functions, I hesitate just talking about main functions. Then in regard to the suggestion made by Madam Ridings, I fully understand her point, which she had kindly already explained to me, that as a rule might have too much of a normative content, and what really is to be expressed here, that is a kind of factual assessment, so usually would work very nicely. Generally would also work, as Mr. Usani Jadi suggested, and I'm not sure about the French version of the text currently. What made me to avoid generally is that this sentence already in its beginning refers to that it is generally accepted that. So that's why maybe usually is better, and probably as a rule occurred to me as something equivalent, but I see that it is not entirely equivalent. So my suggestion would be if we could agree on that usually international organizations possess international legal personality. Now, the suggestion by Mr. Paparinskis to be more concise, of course, and I'm very much in favor of conciseness, and we could direct the reader to the reparation opinion, because this, to a large extent, summarizes and quotes from it. We just had in the number of discussing previous comments the opposite direction. It was said that this is too short, too cryptic, just to refer to some other sources. We should give the reader the full picture of what we are really talking about. So I would prefer keeping the text also because it goes beyond then just the reparation opinion, and also addresses other opinions of the court, other views by this commission. And in regard to the doctrine or literature or teachings cited in what originally was footnote 74 in our text, the attempt was here to broadly include writers from different areas. I'm very grateful to my assistants pointing me to Chinese works on international law. Again, I do not insist, but I think it is useful to have this information.